For Christmas is you. That's all. It's Foghat from 92.3 K-Rock, classic rock and roll radio, and Brenda Lee before that, of course, and Rockin' Around a Christmas Tree. And that's exactly what I'm doing, just providing you with a little music to rock around your Christmas tree. And just in case you are one of the people, you know, they say that Christmas time is time where, in addition to so much joy all over the world, some folks get just a little bit depressed at this season of the year. And to help you in your deep depression, here's a song that just might go along with a Christmas that's not so happy, but a great song. We're talking about The King on K-Rock.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, that's the way Christmas is supposed to be, isn't it? You know, White Christmas, I think, is like one of the most sung songs in the universe. And it's written by Irving Berlin, isn't it? And this time around, it is performed in the most soulful way that you can perform White Christmas by Mr. Otis Redding.
Where the treetops glisten, little bitty children, they're trying to listen to the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. In me, all your Christmases be so white.
It's Christmas time, and there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. For your arms around the world at Christmas.
This is John from Carlsbad saying, feed the world. There are 11 million people starving in one country. Does it make you think?
Hello, this is Gary Kent from Spandau Ballet. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Well, this is John Taylor from Dream and Dream. Happy Christmas, everybody, too.
Hello, I'm Shalom. Happy Christmas.
Hello, I'm Sarah from
Banara
Rama. Happy Christmas.
And from me too, Karen.
Hello, this is Glenn Gregory from Hayden 17. Wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah, this is
Joe Adams.
This is Tony Buck.
This is Mark Brzezinski.
This is Bruce Watson from Big Country.
Feed the people. Stay alive.
This is Johnny Fingers from Boomtown Lads, and I'd like to wish everyone a Happy Christmas.
This is David Bowie. It's Christmas 1984, and there are more starving folk on our planet than ever before. Please give a thought for them this season and do whatever you can, however small, to help them live. Have a peaceful new year.
This record was recorded on the 25th of November 1984. It's now 8 a.m. on the morning of the 26th. We've been here 24 hours and I think it's time we went home. So from me, Bob Geldof and Midge, we'd say good morning to you all. And a million thanks to everyone on the record. Have a lovely Christmas. Bye.
McCartney.
Hello, this is Paul. It's Paul McCartney. Feed the world. Do they know it's Christmas? Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney wrote a Christmas song. As a matter of fact, he wrote a couple of them, some of which you may never have heard, like this one.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's song. London.
Hey! Oh! And New York.
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of
feelings here that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Oh, 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 Christmas time.
Into Bunsey Remix, stage 444.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Lavato with a bony knees. He's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet. And he's going to... No, no, that isn't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws. He... No. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world. No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know? One of those big sleds, you know? And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers?
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know? Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flied across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway, how else, man?
No, man, how did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, man. It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into
get
that.
Get out of here,
man.
You guys.
No, I played
get
with this dude.
You didn't play with Santa Claus. Come on, tell the truth. It's Christmas time. You didn't play with... Did you? Anything else to say, you guys?
This is Cheech and Chong wishing everybody out there a...
Merry Christmas!
Happy New Year!
Yeah, what a pal. What a pair of pals. Cheech and Chong on 92.3 K-Rock. Kind of classic rock and roll radio on this Christmas day. With me, Jimmy Fink, and maybe this guy, since he knows Santa's old lady pretty well, maybe he is, in fact... The backdoor Santa, is that possible? It's K-Rock.
They call me backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys go out to play. Look at him. I make all the little girls happy while the boys go out to play. That's what they call me on. Back door Santa. That's what they call me. They call me back door Santa. And I like for them to call me that. I carry a mean sack. That's what they call me. They call me back door Santa. And I like for them to call me that. Back door Santa.
The back door Santa. On 92.3 K-Rock with Clarence Carter. And this is Jimmy Fink, and as long as we're into a blues thing, maybe you know somebody who's in Chicago this Christmas. Well, this one's for them, from K-Rock, Mr. Leon Russell.
Well, I woke up this morning, the snow was falling on the ground. Yes, I
getting just a little wild at Christmas time. Call it the Hendrix Christmas Medley from 92.3 K-Rock. classic rock and roll and rock and soul radio. Tabernacle Choir. It ain't the Temptations. It is on 92.3 K-Rock with me, Jimmy Fink.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. This is your singing Santa, Eddie Kendricks, wishing you the best Christmas ever and good vibrations for the coming year.
Okay, good day. It's our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north. And it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Because figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
That's two.
And then what's after that? Boxing
wrestling day.
No.
Get Boxing out. Day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I knew.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer.
Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, the golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toasts.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go home.
Oh, 8 days of true love gave to me.
8 comic books.
7 packs of smoke.
6 packs of 2 4.
5. And a beer on 4 days.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
Golden twos, 4 pound of bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a dream.
Where did you learn to do that, albums?
So like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, and good day.
Good day, everybody.
That can't be a chainsaw. That song is a beauty. Move.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
Huh? Stairway to what? You think it ranks with Stairway to Heaven? It sounds more like a little bit of a disco beat there, you guys. What's the matter with Bob and Doug McKenzie, huh?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Huh? This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for stopping by this morning with me, Jimmy Fink, on Christmas Day from 92.3 K-Rock. With a rockin' winter wonderland right in front of us, and the fabulous T-Birds on K-Rock. T-Birds. It's a rockin' winter wonderland on this Christmas Day at 92.3 K-Rock, classic rock and roll radio. And I'm Jimmy Fink. I love this particular song. This version of it is just so kind of like almost unbelievable. Such a beautiful song and a beautiful singer. At Christmas time, this one could actually even sort of make you cry. I'm talking about Chrissy Hyde and her Pretenders. And I'm Jimmy Fink, hoping you have yourself a merry little Christmas in K-Rock.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on,
Christmas Day,
Christmas Day,
Christmas Day,
big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years since we can remember.
Christmas Day.
And we can remember a lot of big years.
Take
bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2459783.
Christmas Day.
Happy New Year.
All the best.
This is George Harrison saying Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. 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 Happy. Happy.
Oh, good evening to you, Gene. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. You one and all, I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
I'd like to say that I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all.
And I'd like to say practically the same exact thing. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, a wonderful holiday with people you love, and I hope you're around next year and the year after that, because 88's almost done, and on behalf of K-Rock, I'm Jimmy Fink. I'd just like to thank you for a wonderful year.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
Thank you for a wonderful year.
Carry on.
Look out for yourself. Come in.
When Christmas time is over and your bonny clay is through, I'll be bristling to you people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie drag on mutton to the hill in the lane, he'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Look away, you boy.
Freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Really nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that, and just there's something about
deep and
it.
Crisp
delicate.
And even.
And it's
brightly
sort of,
shone the moon last night.
strange magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking. Really.
Oh, well. Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Happy Christmas.
This is Jimmy Fink. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And a Merry New Year.
Happy Christmas.
Have to wait to hear a classic because you're tuned to 92.3 WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio, K-Rock.